Phone line is ringing right now. I think it's Carlos Santana. Let me check it out. Hello.
Hi, Bo.
Carlos, thank you for taking the time to be on my show here in Detroit.
Well, thank you.
So looking forward to your performance in the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor on March 17th. Where are you right now?
I am in Los Angeles.
And many people confuse L.A. with Lower Alabama. No, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, there's only a few artists with instrument play only in this world that are recognized by the mainstream public. And you're one of those, you know, Clapton, Hendrix, B.B. King. And, I mean, you are a superstar.
Oh, thank you for saying that. You're very gracious. Thank you for putting me in such a high company.
What inspired and influenced your unique, beloved sound and artistic expression?
I love utilizing sound resonance vibration to remind people that everyone is significant and meaningful. Everyone can create miracles and blessings, and everyone can shake the world's foundation and make it a world.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the beginning of your musical history here. You opening for the Stones at Woodstock really ignited the fire for Santana. And the reaction to the song Soul Sacrifice.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we were really blessed that we've been put into a time and a place where Bill Graham was there and Miles Davis and B.B. Yep. King and Tito Puente and Clive Davis and so many people who went out of their way, literally, to open the door for me. You know, they all were very encouraging and very, very hands-on with me. I have a lot of fathers and a lot of older brothers who adopted me.
Wow.
And when they heard me, they immediately looked at each other and they said, oh, you know, and then they immediately started creating things for me, from Bill Graham to Clyde Davis, just on that level alone. And so I feel really, really grateful that they knew somehow that I had a mission beyond being a musician.
You do, and it wasn't just Woodstock that launched Santana. Before that, it was the Fillmore West in San Francisco that gave you that initial bump.
Exactly, yeah. The Fillmore West, and now more than ever, is around the world. We're one of the few bands who are, we're not a tourist when we go around the world. The whole world is our home, is our family, and they treat me as such. They're, you know, people in Africa or Europe or South America, anywhere, Japan, they immediately... their eyes immediately light up, and they let me know that I am part and parcel of their upbringing.
Oh, absolutely. I'm bug-eyed right now just talking to you. Fillmore West, Woodstock, and then the release of this song. This is Bo in the Afternoon with Carlos Santana hanging out during my show. Thank you very much. What I love, Carlos, that song, Evil Ways, began the exposure to the addiction of healing frequencies of music. Explain to our listeners what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know what? This is the best question I have had in my life.
Wow. Best question you've had in your entire life? I got to mark this down. Okay, let me put the date down here in the time. Thank you so much, Carlos. Our listeners are going to love your explanation of this.
The healing frequencies is the same frequency of John Lennon and Bob Marley, Marvin Gaye. It's a frequency that reminds everyone you've never been sick. You've been sidetracked.
Wow.
You've been deceived. You've been with illusion.
Love it.
See, this word immutable means cannot be messed with, you know, cannot be F with, you know.
Yeah.
And that immutable means that we're born like that. And then later on, they infect us with believing that we're wretched sinners, we're not worthy of God's grace, or you're, you know, this and you're that. You're a little puny and you're insignificant, you know. All that stuff is what Bob Marley called mental slavery. When you heal someone, is they wake up on a molecular level, in a spiritual consciousness and molecular level, they wake up to the fullness of their absoluteness. So therefore, when you walk around, people can just see in you, they see the light in you that they have, but they're not using.
Yes, the music can set you free. Let's pick up on some more of those frequencies right now, and we'll continue this with Carlos Santana on the new 104.3. It's in the Afternoon with Carlos Santana. We're talking about the healing frequencies of music. Now, how do you know when you're creating new music that you've likely tapped into another healing sound?
You know by knowing that your next breath in the next sunset or the next sunrise is there.
Wow.
You know, it's just there. It's not chance, luck, or fortune, or whatever. It's grace. If you're going to be anything in this planet, you should take a little bit of time to take a deep breath and be still and feel the grace inside you and around you, the grace flow that keeps the stars at a certain level of gravity. And we exist by grace, and it's not luck. It's not hocus pocus. It's not mumbo jumbo. It's not kumbaya. It's a force that will always be there to love you and to love everyone. So I feel really, really grateful because I'm in a place more than ever in this planet to utilize music to wake as many people up gently, not disrupt their dream or nightmare, but to wake people to their fullest potential. To, you know you're incredibly successful when you really, really are happy. If you're not happy, it doesn't matter how many zeros to the right you have or how many trophies you have. Or, you know, when you're really, really happy from within and people can just see you, then you're being successful.
The existence of grace. Wow, I feel like I'm in church with you. I love this. Perfect setup for the song Winning More with Carlos Santana. Coming up next on the new 104.3. This is Bo with Carlos Santana. I'm loving this spiritual connection that you've established with our listeners and myself. Wow, this is amazing. I've never experienced anything like this with any other interview. Let's go to 1999 and the Supernatural album, which scored 9 Grammys. What influenced you to record that many different collaborations, and especially with Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20?
I believe in angels, you know, and this angel kept poking his finger on my shoulder. And I find out that this is Mesotron, you know, and Mesotron is as real as what Frank Sinatra was, or Elvis Presley, or Miles Davis, or Coltrane. You know, there's entities that I call sentient beings of light. Mesotron is the one that told me before I played the first note in the studio with Clive Davis. He said, "We're going to put you back in the radio more than you ever have been, and in return, what I need for you to do, every time they give you an award or they give you this or this accolade or whatever, I want you to say, 'Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sebayot,' holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And give glory to God and validate everyone, but give glory to God and watch it happen." And I was like, okay.
Well, it did happen smooth with 12 weeks at number one. All right.
Yeah, we're really grateful.
This morning, the afternoon, very grateful to have Carlos Santana with us here. Carlos, peace is power.
Supreme power, yes.
Well, you do have power. Your success and influence has created an amazing foundation called Milargo that helps children here and all over the world. You won so many awards, so many millions of albums sold, but this is more important to you, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. Yes. This is our child. We do this so we can do that. To be able to be in a position and place that I never looked at money like money. I always looked at money like energy. And so we are giving this energy to create hospitals, clinics, schools, places to rehabilitate, to nurture, to educate, to uplift. Whether it's Africa, India, South America, or here in the United States, we're always in a position to be of service to humanity on a whole other level that truly brings immediate healing to people. The best healing you can have is when you remember that you are immutable and you have absoluteness.
You're actually helping over 380 organizations. And people can connect with this charity right now at Santana.com.
Yes, and I'm very, very grateful. You know, I feel really excited for what we're doing right now because it just feels like with everything that's happening with men right now, falling from grace and being exposed to not treating women with equality, fairness,
yes,
and justice, it was never about sex. You know, it was always about negative power, lording themselves, imposing themselves over another person.
Great that you're pointing that out.
But it was never about sex. It was always about demeaning someone and making someone feel less than you. That's what it was about and it's still about. And the reason I say that is because in this world where that is happening like a domino effect, we feel more empowered with because we want to present ourselves in a way that all the women, you know, mothers, sisters, daughters, everyone, they feel that they can trust our energy and intentions, and we are here to be of service and bring complementary energy to help them be the best that they can be in this. We're not, for me, women and men are not in competition, never. It's unity and harmony.
And the unity and harmony definitely heard on this song you did with Michelle Branch, which also won you a Grammy. This is Boy of the Afternoon on the new 104.3 WOMC with Carlos Santana. I got to tell you, my favorite album is Abraxas. That one locked down 6 weeks at number one.
Abraxas, all the CDs that ever been successful, it's because the women made it so. And men bought the CD for them.
I totally get that. I know you, Carlos Santana. You say the only thing that's real is love, unity, harmony, and compassion. And you believe there's an incredible magnitude of beauty in this planet.
Yes, thank you for saying that. You know, that beauty and grace, it comes from you being aware of your innocence. The opposite of innocence is being cynical and arrogant. And so if there's anything to work as an individual every day for myself and everyone, is just like you brush your teeth or you do certain things not to be funky, overly bad funky, you know, and offend people. You know, it's important to be present with gratitude, with appreciation, and with humility. Thank you for this. You know, it's beautiful to talk about things that really, really matter in music. People know by now that I'm 70 years old, and when we show up, it's probably going to be one of the best concerts, if not the best concert of the year, is because of the energy and the music. You know,
absolutely.
We don't lip sync. We don't rely on special effects and gadgets, you know, smoke bombs and any of that. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but we don't rely on any of that. What we're intent is to touch your heart and make you believe with tears in your eyes that you can do the impossible.
Absolutely. There's different types of music, but the spiritual ignites an inner light. And I know you, you're going to be talking to some other people, and I don't want to hold you up, Carlos, but it's an honor and honestly, a spiritual experience to talk to you. And those listening here in Detroit, I think, you know, they're actually feeling a magnitude of positive influence in their life by hearing what you're saying here on 104.3. And of course, you know, they get an opportunity to share that in person with you at the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. And that concert is going to be on March 17th. But I want to thank you very, very much for your time and your influence on the people listening here in Detroit on 104.3.
Thank you. Before I go, I just want to say, let's all of us direct our energy and send healing energy to the queen, to our queen. In England, they have Queen Elizabeth. Here in America, it's Aretha Franklin.
Right. And you want us to send energy her way.
So she can be successful to conquer cancer.
Very touching. Thank you, Carlos. I love that. And I'm sure Aretha and her family appreciate that also. Thank you for your influence and the time that you spent with us. Thank you very much.
Stay precious.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.